Thank you for calling Exceedance Claims and Management. My name is Debbie. How may I help you?
Hey, Debbie. Good afternoon. This is Kelly with Sedgwick.
Uh-huh.
I have a caller on the back line. Her daughter was in a car accident with an Amazon driver.
Okay.
Her date of loss is 8/7/24 out of Colorado, and I do have a policy number.
Okay. All right. What's that number?
It's ALA-166-156-27.
All right. You can go ahead and transfer her over. Thank you.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you. You have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Smaller, but they taste better.
Ma'am, thank you so much for holding. So I do have an agent on the line with Exceedance who will further assist you with getting your claim set up today, okay?
Okay.
All right, you have a good rest of your evening, and thank you so much for calling Sedgwick.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, hello. Okay, she gave me some... Hi, she gave me... My name's Debbie. She gave you some information about your claim. She said that your daughter had an accident on August the 7th of 24, including involving an Amazon truck?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, she said ALA-166-156-27 was the policy number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 08-07-2024. See what we got here. Looks like that's with Rehoboth Logistics. I gotta put the information in up here and make sure I bring up the contact information.
Okay.
Give me a second, sorry. Okay, and what is your name?
Teresa Munoz. It's
okay.
Mine and my husband's car, Paul B. Hill.
Okay, T-E-R-E-S-A, and how would you spell your last name?
No, it's T-H-E-R-E-S-A.
Okay, how do you spell your last
and
name?
Spell my last name?
Uh-huh.
M-U-N-O-Z.
Okay. And what is a good phone number to reach you?
720-569-9729.
Okay. And do you have a good email you'd like to use?
Yeah, my first name, my last name, 33@gmail.com.
Okay. All right, so that was a two-vehicle accident?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's a brief description of what happened in that accident?
I know he pulled out and, like, T-boned my daughter. He said when he got out of the car, he told the cop and my daughter that people were honking at him, and he was nervous, so he went, and he hit, like, literally hit the middle of my Jeep.
Okay, which side?
And my grandson was in the back seat.
Oh, no.
On the passenger side.
Passenger, okay.
The airbags deployed on the even passenger side.
Oh, wow.
And my grandson's autistic. He's nonverbal, so we didn't, you know, he can't tell us if he's hurt.
Did you take him to the hospital? Get him checked out?
Well, we took him to the doctor's office. They said he's fine. We just got to watch him.
Okay. And where did this happen at? What street or fine. City or state? Okay.
It says right here. Let me see. Eightieth and Federal.
Okay.
The intersection at 80th and Federal Boulevard.
Okay. 80th and
at
Central.
At 6 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, because he almost flipped the Jeep. That's how hard he hit her. It almost flipped.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. And what city was this in?
I believe Westminster. Yeah, Westminster Police.
Westminster, okay. And you said Colorado. That was in Colorado, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
And you said that was around 6 p.m.?
Yeah, that's the time on the ticket. It says 6 p.m.
Okay, thank you. And do you know what the year, make, and model is of the Amazon vehicle that hit your daughter?
Yeah, it says 2020 Ram Postmaster 3500.
Okay, thank you. And do you have a plate for that vehicle number?
Yeah, it's A is in apple, S is in fair, V is in violin, dash, C is in cup, 97.
Okay, thank you. And was it registered in Colorado, did you know?
I don't know that. I'm not sure.
Okay, that's fine.
It says Colorado on it.
Okay. We'll just put Colorado and they'll, if it's not, they'll figure it out. The owner, does it say who the owner of the vehicle is? Is it the Rehoboth Logistics or is it a rented vehicle? Does it say?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Okay. And do you know if that, you said it was a hit and run, so they took off?
No, he didn't take off. He stood there.
Oh, okay. So was he able to drive his vehicle?
No, it was leaking. It was
okay.
Done. Another truck came and got all the supplies that was in the back, all the deliveries in the back, I guess, okay. And took him in another truck.
Wow, he must have hit pretty hard. Usually they don't get a lot of damage.
Yeah, he did. That truck is done. I don't know if, because I know if the airbags are deployed in a car, it's totaled out.
Totaled. Basically. Yes, ma'am. That's true.
So my car is totaled now. So I know because that's what the cop told me, because he's like, once your airbags deploy, the car's totaled.
Yep, they generally total it. That's true. Okay, does this say what company towed their vehicle?
Towed theirs? No.
Okay. All right, that's fine. I'll just put a no.
It just has his information on it.
Okay. And do you have the driver's name that was the person that was driving that Amazon vehicle?
Yeah, Morgan.
Okay.
His first name is Morgan.
Okay. Does it have his driver's license number listed on your report?
No, it just has his first name, last name, date of birth, phone number, and address.
Okay,
address.
That's fine.
That's it.
Okay, that's fine. All right, and what about the year, make, and model of your vehicle?
My vehicle is a Jeep. 2012 Jeep Liberty.
Okay. And do you have that plate number available?
Yes, ma'am. It's BMLMO7 or 07, sorry.
Okay, thank you. And Colorado plate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you said you and your husband were the owner?
Yes.
On the title? Okay.
Yes.
Trying to find it. Oh, there it is. Airbags. Okay. And yours was not drivable. Yes, it was towed. Does it say who towed your car? Or your
no,
Jeep?
Mine was drivable. Mine was drivable.
Yours
His
was drivable. Oh, wow.
I drove, but I mean, the cop told me not to drive it, but I couldn't afford a tow.
Tow it.
And yeah, I'm a licensed driver, so I drove it down the street to my husband's job.
Oh,
at
okay.
AutoZone, and that's where it's been sitting since because it's not drivable anymore. I just don't want to drive it because the airbags are out and it's leaking still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wouldn't be safe to drive very far, that's for sure.
So the cop told me just drive it down the block, and because my husband works at AutoZone on like 92nd and Federal almost.
Okay.
And I just drove it down there to there.
Okay. I understand. I've had to do stuff like that before, too, because I couldn't afford it.
Yeah, I couldn't, so, and I was like, but they did tow his, because his was not, it was the front of his van
yeah.
or whatever that is, and it was all smashed in, so, and it was leaking bad.
Okay. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I got dogs too.
Yeah, they always see people go by my house and they start barking.
He said, yeah. The kid was very honest. He said it was his fault and he was scared. It scared him.
Yeah, I bet it did.
So.
Anytime you're in an accident, it's scary, I think.
Yeah, my daughter's scared to drive. She's like, I don't ever want to drive no more.
I know. I used to live in Illinois, and almost every Christmas time, I would hit a deer and total my car almost for the last 3 years in a row, and I was so paranoid about hitting a deer.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
There's crazy drivers out here.
I don't know. All right, I've got your claim number whenever you're ready to take that down.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's XC-ORCA-24-04699.
Okay.
All right, and then the adjuster, that's going to be taking care of your range and for your, well, if you need a rental and all that stuff. would be George on Nang. I'll have to spell it because it's kind of different. It's J O R as in Robert, J O H as in Harry, and the last name is N as in Nancy, I A N as in Nancy, and G.
Okay.
Let me find their phone number for you real quick. Getting the right screen here. Okay, there it is. All right. The do you want their email address as well?
No.
Okay. All right. Good phone number for them is 302-407-0162. I can transfer you over there if you'd like to leave a message or see if they are in, or you can contact them later, whichever you'd like to
do.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Okay. I'm going to put you on a brief hold, and I will transfer you right over. You're welcome. You have a great evening.